We're live.
We are. Welcome to a Thoughts On podcast with Chris and James, him and I.
Talking and about
Davies CBD podcast.
Yeah. As always, it was a lovely podcast. Well done.
It was. We had a really good conversation for that too. In fact, we obviously get on very well because we hung out twice and we spoken for about 6 hours.
It was a good entry, I thought, into CBD without going too much into the science.
Yeah, for me, like, I feel like you know about CBD and I don't feel like I do. And for me, it's like, we're obviously around it a lot. You know, I'm around you talking about it and trying it out and numerous trips to the States where it's ubiquitous to a, you know, to the nth degree.
Yeah.
But I don't really know anything about it. I mean, above and beyond kind of like picking up information here and there. And I feel sometimes with that type of thing, like I just want it really literally explained to me. Yeah. And so hence at the beginning, just being like, what is CBD? What is TH? And I really like the fact that, you know, she could just kind of give me straight answers. She's a very different podcast than what we would normally record, but I think really nice to have a foundation of knowledge.
Yeah, and I must admit, even though, like you say, I'm just very keen on trying lots of things, I still wouldn't think I know really anything about it other than this. I kind of know about the strength of it, and I like the brands that look nice, you know. and then I'm totally open to trying it, and it still feels like, an unknown. If it wasn't linked to marijuana, and it was, you know, it was dandelions, it kind of feels like it wouldn't have anywhere near the kind of the growth and the hip factor it does have.
Well, it comes with a story, doesn't it?
Yeah,
like, you know, it's a product with a story that's got a bit of rebellion to it.
it was kind of illegal. I have to say, trying it. I mean, I've kind of had it. I gave it to my, you know, Rocky, my Jack Russell, we were both taking it. And
Don't you remember Jamie Wilton? He was giving it to his dogs.
Yeah, ganja gummies. I have a feeling they were a bit more full power.
Ganja gummies.
Because in America, you obviously can get it with THC in.
Yeah.
Which
dogs tripping.
Which you don't get over here. There's no THC available here. But it does. Yeah, it's a funny one. I know when we were in the States and at MedMen.
Could you feel? Have you? I don't feel like I've taken it enough to notice any effects. Like for me, it's not. The experience I've had are not. I've taken it, and then half an hour later, I feel super relaxed.
Yeah.
You know, have you? And I know that you're supposed to build up over a period of time with the dosage. Have you spent a period of time taking it and notice the effects? Because one of my friends, for example, was just like, oh my god, I've started taking CBD and it's like, it's literally changing my life.
Yeah. Are they in America?
No, London.
Oh right.
Yeah.
Have I don't know. I know when we were in the States and we went to MedMen, I wanted a one-on-one ratio CBD to THC. I'd heard that was like the magical ratio that you get kind of the best of both worlds without being high. I thought we got it in a vape pen, which did just feel really dry. I mean, vaping is just a disgusting thing. And it's like, it's just horrible. I feel like it's super dry. You wonder really what you're inhaling. And almost if you're inhaling something, it feels like reducing the oxygen intake, which is why you get a bit lightheaded. I always wonder with that, like if I'm just drawing on this thing.
Yeah.
But that one I did feel, I felt super mellow, so I think it was more, there was more in it. Well, there was THC in it, so I felt more mellow. Not that I felt stoned and was seeing, I wasn't tripping balls or anything Joe Rogan-esque, but I was
you know, my memory of that vape pen was using a couple of years worth of breath practice to inhale an amount which I don't think you're supposed to be able to inhale.
Well, you went beyond the light. You didn't see the light.
But it just like totally fucking up my lungs.
Yeah.
And I just felt, it wasn't that I physically felt awful. I just couldn't stop coughing. It was like, you know, my throat felt really raw. And I was like, oh, yeah. I just, you know. And there was something trippy to me about buying the gummies because they literally looked like, you know, like a childhood love of mine, Haribo.
Yeah.
You know, like I just kind of felt weird to kind of buy gummy. It's interesting, actually, just listening to my stories that I've got attached to it, you know, being, I would say, pretty open to it.
Yeah. So did I do take quite a lot of things. The best supplement I found for feeling mellow is L-theanine,
which I think
it's an amino acid, but it's the reason why matcha green tea is so good, because the L-theanine kind of calms the caffeine down.
Yeah.
So it's really good for feeling anxious, etc. And I was taking that as a supplement. At the time, I was exploring all of those supplements. With supple, and I found that one particularly good.
I have to say the thing that I found that brings me down the most is actually meditation. Like with reference particularly to in the evening. So I found that if I meditate in the evening, no matter what time, if I meditate for half an hour, I literally am just ready for bed immediately afterwards. Like it just down regulates me so much. And it's not, that's not the experience I have when I do it in the morning. Like, so I have a practice where I'll do it in the morning and then a practice in the evening. And yes, in the evening, it totally wipes me out.
I wonder if that's giving yourself a space, like almost in the morning, you know, there's, you're coming up. So you give yourself space to come up rather than jolt up. And then in the evening, you're giving yourself space to transition and come down.
And I have to say now, whereas in the past I could jump out of bed and just go straight at it. Now, if I jump out of bed and even really leave my bedroom for more than just to use the bathroom, I'm like, oh my God, like I feel almost like groggy. It's right. like having that nice smooth transition from sleep to wake via meditation. It's like,
so you wake up and then?
I literally wake up and go straight into meditation, yeah. I might have a sip of water or go for a piss and then go into meditation. But yeah, within a few minutes of waking up, yeah.
Nice.
It's glorious.
That is nice. Yeah, I tend to, at the moment, I am waking up and, yeah, I guess I'm looking after Rocky and giving him his meds. So it's, yeah, kind of on it from that point of view. I found floating. I think that's my meditation space, actually, which seems to pack a lot in. I think I've got it to the point where that hour a week feels like it's a week's worth of like hardcore.
Yeah, I need to get back to that.
Intense meditation.
I booked like 4 days in a row because they say it like builds on top of each other. Oh, just to see what it's like to do 4 days in a row, you know?
Yeah, I floated a couple of days ago and I was in a slight, there was a lot going on. I was trying to get a lot of things done, but I booked in. And it was different to normal because normally my eyes shut and I'm out.
Right.
And this one, I kept my eyes in pitch black, but I kept my eyes open the whole time. And then I started spinning round.
Intentionally?
Intentionally to kind of disorientate myself.
Right.
And that was wild. Like, in the pitch black, floating, like the water temperature always becomes, it kind of becomes the same as your body. You start to just, and I was just spinning.
Yeah, yeah.
But looking into darkness, that's just some of the fun I have in a floating.
I mean, I've only been once. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I mean, I was it was quite funny, like coming to, and I kind of put my head up and being like, how the fuck am I like oriented here? Like I never would have a million years thought I was where I was.
Yeah,
I would like to do it again.
Like a communal float would be crazy. Like a giant float. In fact, there's a spa in Berlin, which kind of sounds really seedy, but it's not. It's got like 8 saunas, like all different heats, and this salt bath that is almost in this is. It looks like a bunker crossed with a church. when if we get to Berlin to do some pods, we'll go. But this salt pool, big pool, is there. It's circular, and then it looks up like in this almost like a spire, and then out to the sky.
Yeah.
And the sound system is inbuilt in the, like, underwater.
Oh, yeah,
so nice. So it's perfect acoustics. So you can float. You just kind of float and zone out, and all the lights are really dim, and you're just looking up.
Nice.
So, yeah, kind of similar. Like, if you did that, like, super hot sauna, cold, float, CBD, almost the full works. It's like going to a car wash and saying, yeah, I'll have just the, I'll have the top one.
I'll have the £15 option, please.
You get a ganja gummy. But back to CBD, I think it does work, and there are different.
I would like to
qualities.
Commit to a purchase of it and take it for a month, and you know.
Yeah, and I think the Eugenio one's obviously really nice, and then Rich Hosseini, who we have podcasts with, he was talking about one called Fog.
What a name.
Yeah, and he said that's really good. Grounded in nature and supported by science. I mean, you end up going for the one that...
And our friend Laurie is Ancient Brave, that she loves. She brought that round to the ice bath.
Oh, no, that was... it's called Raised Spirit.
That's also
a really good one. Raised Spirit. I've tried that one. That's really nice. I think that's quite strong, actually.
Right.
In a good way, like it's a good power. And the guy behind that's really interesting.
Right.
Because he's also a UFC fighter and an artist and kind of gone on this this We Move Like journey. So that's also a really good one.
Oh, wicked. Well, I would like to commit to purchasing and trying it out for a month and see what effect it has.
Yeah. And Nia's got an event coming up, isn't she?
She has, yeah, which we just posted on our stories yesterday, which I'm now trying to find. If you just go to her Instagram,
which is Eugenio.
And they've got like a CBD and herbal workshop in Holland Park next month. And if you use the code WeMoveMag, you can get a discount on attending it.
Yeah,
so I might actually go to it, to be honest, if we're around.
When is it?
I can't remember the top of my head. We're probably not looking at our diary, but
I'm looking straight at my diary, but I haven't written that in. We've got a lot on. We Move. The We Move year is going to be exciting.
Sure is.
Mini news flash. Lots of things planned.
Yeah, I can't find it. But anyway, it's if you go onto the Instagram, you can find it on there.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Cool. All right. Catch up with you next week. Peace.